At least 17 people have been killed in fighting between Sudan's warring sides at a market in the capital, Khartoum. The violence came soon after the army pulled out of talks with the rapid support forces. Both sides accused each other of violating a truce that was meant to allow the safe passage of humanitarian aid. And let's cross now to Omdurman. Hibber Morgan joins us live from there. So, Hibber, first up, tell us more about this attack. What happened?
Well, what we do know from residents living in the southern part of the capital, Khartoum, where the attack happened, is that artillery shellings resulted in hit a market in the southern part of the capital, resulting in dozens of people injured, and that the death toll was initially less than a dozen, but it eventually climbed because of lack of access to medical facilities, or rather to limited access to medical facilities. Now, resistance committees in the northern part of the capital say that dozens of people were brought into the hospital in Bashair in South Khartoum, and that many of them were in desperate need of medical attention, that they were suffering from a shortage of medical personnel to treat those who've been injured, leading to the rise in death toll from about a dozen to about 17, at least for the time being. They say that the death toll is likely to rise as a result of the attack, and have called on both warring sides to stop the fighting, especially around residential areas, which has resulted in people getting injured and killed in yesterday's attacks. Now, this is just one of the attacks that took place in the capital, Khartoum, yesterday. There were several other attacks as well. But this has been the most fatal single attack since the conflict started, with 17 people killed. There were civilians killed, obviously, since the start of the conflict, but never in a single day has there been such a high death toll and a number of injuries at the same time.
So, Hibber, as I said, talks in Saudi broke down. What chance of both sides coming back to the table, do you think?
Now, the mediators, Saudi Arabia and the United States, are trying to urge both sides to return to the negotiations, especially the side that has suspended talks, which is the Sudanese army. The State Department of the United States described the suspension of the army from the talks as unfortunate, but the army said that the reason it suspended talks is because of the rapid support forces not implementing parts of the agreement that was signed about 8 or 9 days ago, or about 10 days ago, actually. Now, those terms that the military is referring to is the exit of the RSF from hospitals and from civilian homes in various parts of the capital, Khartoum. The RSF, on the other hand, says that it is going to abide by the agreement and that it will try to offer humanitarian assistance and open humanitarian corridors. But it's now very much a one-sided agreement. Since suspending talks, there's been more intense attacks by the Sudanese army against several RSF positions. The army says that it's been able to take a military base that was once under the control of the rapid support forces in the southern part of the capital. So while both sides, both mediators, the United States and Saudi Arabia, are trying to bring the two sides back to the talks, even though the talks have been indirect from the very start, right now it looks like it's going to be continued fighting between the army and the rapid support forces.
Hibber, thanks for that. That's a picture for On Demand. Hibber Morgan reporting.